I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 13th. Mignosa's Fruit Basket Marketplace in Quincy is closed until further notice after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. The Quincy Health Department says the worker developed symptoms on Friday and tested positive on Sunday. Anyone who was in the store between October 2nd and 11th is asked to contact the Quincy Health Department. There were 7 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of Saturday, with 58 active cases. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. National Grid will host a virtual public meeting tonight to explain their plans to replace underground power cables in Quincy. The utility wants to replace the cables under Newport Avenue from State Street South to Furnacebrook Parkway and from Furnacebrook Parkway to the Field Street substation on the Southern Artery. The MBTA says it may have to cancel the Hingham Ferry service due to budget cuts. The T says low ridership caused by the pandemic is creating a budget deficit of at least $300 million. No final decisions have been made, and a more detailed plan will be released next month. Quincy Public School students in grades 4 through 12 will return to the classroom on a part-time basis beginning this Thursday. Students will be in classes 2 days per week and learning remotely 3 days per week. All schools are closed on Wednesdays for a deep cleaning. There is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling this week due to the Columbus Day holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 13th.